Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I had a bad headache. So I sent to my ex-husband a message, I've got a bad headache. And he said, well, either ring the doctor or go and see the doctor. So about 5 minutes, my headache, it really hurts. I fell on the floor. I was unconscious. So the reception said, I think she'd had a stroke. So I don't know how long, probably 5 minutes or something. Four ambulance came in the back garden. They were knocking on the door. So I woke up. Obviously, the right hand was asleep, but the key was in the door. The ambulance lady who rang my ex-husband and said, your wife's had a stroke. So obviously he has a car, so he drives really like 15 minutes. I don't know what happened because I was unconscious. And he sort of shaked me, and the only thing I could do, I could smile, and I was unconscious again. I didn't know I was in LGI, blue lights. So when I got to LGI, Jew Blue Wing, I think it was, the doctor said to my ex-husband, she can't have an operation. I've got a blood clot on my left eye. So the doctor says, well, it won't be an operation, but we'll take the blood clot. So I was there for 4 hours. I was in a coma for a day.
Hello, it's Mark Goodyear, and this is Stroke Stories, the podcast that seeks out and hears from stroke survivors. Today we'll hear from Deborah Fye.
14th of April, my ex-husband works, so it's gone about 7 o'clock. So I was downstairs, I was going to my friend having my hair done. So I had my breakfast in the kitchen, sat in the desk. I had a bad headache. So I said to my ex-husband message, I've got a bad headache. And he said, well, either ring the doctor or go and see the doctor. So about 5 minutes, my headache, it really hurts. So what should I ring the doctor? And then suddenly, my brain says, ring 999. Why am I ringing 999? So somebody answered. That's when I had a stroke. I fell on the floor. I was unconscious. So the reception said, I think she's had a stroke. So I don't know how long, probably 5 minutes or something. Four ambulance came in the back garden. They were knocking on the door. So I woke up. Obviously, the right hands were asleep, but the key was in the door. So I shuffled, opened the door, moved the key so they could get in. I was unconscious. The ambulance lady rang my ex-husband and said, your wife's had a stroke. So obviously he came, he has a car, so he drove for like 15 minutes. I don't know what happened because I was unconscious. And he sort of shaked me, and the only thing I could do, I could smile, and I was unconscious again. So I didn't know I was in LGI, blue lights. So when I got to LGI, Jew Blue Wing, I think it was, the doctor said to my ex-husband, she can't have an operation. I've got a blood clot on my left eye. So the doctor says, well, it won't be an operation, but we'll take the blood clot. So I was there for 4 hours. I was in a coma for a day. That's when my mum came.
Deborah was diagnosed with aphasia.
I didn't know what was aphasia. I was in LGI 3 weeks, and then I was in Chapel Alton for 6 months. So when I was in LGI, when I had a stroke, my granddad had a stroke as well. He was 80. He died 3 days, bless him. So I knew I had a bad stroke. So when my mum came, I thought I was talking normal. I was talking rubbish. And my ex-husband said to me, you've had a bad stroke and aphasia. Aphasia, I couldn't even speak aphasia at that point, obviously. A couple of days, the nurse was saying something and I can't speak. You know what I mean? I thought, why can't I speak? This is aphasia, obviously. So my brain says, stop talking because I can't do it, obviously. My brain goes left and my mouth goes right. So I could just just words like thank you, like tea or please, things like that. Just little words. So when I was in Chapel Alton for 6 months, I had to do things like wash my face. Oh my God, it's awful, isn't it? Wash my body sort of thing and exercise. 5 minutes, that's it, you know, because when you had a stroke, as you know, you're tired. So I had to go to do it in the computer. So I thought, oh, well, obviously at that point I couldn't walk. The right side were asleep. So I was in a wheelchair. So when I woke up, I was in a hoist, obviously. In Chapel Alton, I had to go to this room doing computer. I had to start again, like a child. Everything. Colours, sentences, money, everything like a child. So obviously it takes a long time. Even if you had a stroke, it takes a long time. But aphasia, it's not good at all. When the lady, Catherine, she said like choose, but I can't say, oh yes, so and so, so and so. I say like pointed it, and if it's a right one, click. If it's a wrong one, cross. So it had to do things like that. So 6 months I came home. I was downstairs. So another 6 months so I could go upstairs. I'm in a Stanner lift, which is brilliant. I've got a toilet downstairs as well. So 2017, I did St. Mary's Rehab, I think it's called. So I did that for a year, every 3 months, and then stop, and then another 3 months. So I did like exercise, walking, and that's when I met James, the manager. I met him, I think it was 2017, a lovely man. At that point, I was doing React with the lady. So I had to do that as well. So now, obviously, it's like 7.5 years, my brain and mouth have gone together, so I can read a little. Obviously, I've got in my purse, I've got one of these if I'm going somewhere and I can read it and it says I have aphasia. So now I can read it, but before I couldn't. I have aphasia. I find it difficult to speak and follow conversations. I find it difficult to read or write. Please give me time. Speak to me clearly. Take your time. Write down the key points. Thank you. Your help and patience are appreciated.
On the way, Deborah talks about her work with aphasia support.
I go to Rothwell. I haven't got a car, so friends bring me. To go to Rothwell group, we actually see each other, which is lovely. Some can talk every day, keep getting better, but some can't talk at all, which is makes me so sad when they can't speak. Myself, obviously, I can write, it takes a long time. If I watch TV, if they say something, I can't hear what they're saying. And I think to myself, slow down.
And always giving it a go.
Keep going. If I could go somewhere, I'll help them, you know what I mean? If you've had a bad stroke, it's not good. So I say just keep going, do exercising.
Deborah spends a lot of time talking to other stroke survivors.
Now, with James, I help people if I can. I go to Wakefield every 2 months, meeting sort of thing. Once a month, I do Zoom with James as a little group. And then 2 weeks, I go to Rothwell. I haven't got a car, so friends bring me. To go to Rothwell group, we actually see each other, which is lovely. Some can talk every day, keep getting better, but some can't talk at all, which is makes me so sad when they can't speak. Myself, obviously, I can write, it takes a long time. I watch TV. If they say something, I can't hear what they're saying. And I think to myself, slow down. It's so hard when they're talking fast. When I'm with James, I say, like, James, say it again, please. Or can you do it again? Because if it's slower, I can listen, which is good. Yeah, sometimes it's very, very hard. Because when I was in Chapel Alton, when I came home, the physio said to me, every day you're getting better, going up, 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 you're getting better. But he said, one day you stop, you can't do anything, which is exactly right. Today, I'm good today. Sometimes I'm even better. Obviously, I'm single, hallelujah. So that's why I can speak better. I'm a chatterbox and I'm a giggler. So that's why.
And finally, here's Deborah's advice for stroke survivors.
Keep going. If I could go somewhere, I'll help them, you know what I mean? If you've had a bad stroke, it's not good. So I say just keep going, do exercising. Your brain, that's why your brain's got to work. If I do like crisscross puzzle book. So at night time, I do things like that.
After Deborah's stroke, her aphasia meant that she practically had to start her life all over again. After several years of hard work in rehab and with speech therapists, she's well on her way to making a significant recovery. Thanks again for listening to Stroke Stories. We hope you enjoyed what you heard. Please do rate and comment on the episodes you hear on your preferred podcast provider to help us spread the word. And if you are or you know of a stroke survivor and there's a story you can share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch via our DMs on Twitter and Instagram. The Stroke Stories podcast was produced by Aidan Judd. I'm Mark Goodyear. Thank you for listening.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.